How is it going, everybody? Welcome back to Social Media Marketing School. For those of you that are new here, I am your host, Ethan Bridge. And before we dive into today's episode, I just want to make sure that you've hit that follow button or that subscribe button, depending on what platform you are listening on. And if you are listening on Apple Podcasts and you enjoy what you hear today, I would really appreciate if you head over to the show page, scroll to the bottom, and leave the podcast a 5-star rating and review. But now we've got that out the way, I just want to start off by saying thank you all for tuning in, and let's dive straight in to today's episode. So I'm pretty sure that we are all incredibly aware that if you're a small business owner, a big business owner, or work for a business, that the business should have a social media presence, whether that is a B2C business or a B2B business. No matter what, a social media presence is needed. But as a business owner yourself, you've got to do all the day-to-day business running tasks as well as building that social media presence. So it can be very difficult at becoming a better creator if it's not your main focus. So that's why today I wanted to just talk through 5 different habits that you should be building as a small business owner. Let's focus on small business owners to be better content creators so that you can have and build that social media presence. So without any further ado, let's just dive into habit number 1. And that is to keep an idea bank of content that you can create for your business, because arguably this is what most people will waste time doing. It's certainly what I wasted a lot of time doing when I first started building a presence on social media. Rather than keeping an idea bank and pulling ideas from that idea bank, I would wake up every morning and think about the piece of content that I was going to create and post that day. And when you don't have any inspiration to pull from, coming up with content ideas can be incredibly time consuming, and you often create content that doesn't really support the growth of your business or brand. So having that idea bank and pulling ideas from that helps not only keep that focus, but save a lot of time. Because I don't know about you, but I come up with a hell of a lot of ideas when I'm not actually creating content. It might be me going for a walk or me being in the shower. That's normally when I come up with a lot of my ideas. So rather than forgetting about those and when I come to create content thinking, oh, what was the idea I had? I write it down and I just keep a huge idea bank so that when I do come to create content, I can just pull content straight from that idea bank and I'm away. That's exactly what I've done with this episode. So I recommend that you give that a try. Habit number two is to record everything. Get into the habit of just filming yourself work, filming yourself talking to clients, filming your sales calls, filming your day, filming ideas, filming tips, you name it. Because not only does this document the process of you actually building a business, because I always think, imagine if Jeff Bezos or Mark Zuckerberg vlogged their early days of building Facebook or Amazon, or Elon Musk with Tesla. Imagine how valuable that would be to everybody else, and the amount of money people would pay to see someone building a business like they've built. Now, I'm not going to say that you're going to build the next Facebook, Amazon, or Tesla, but you can see your journey and document your journey, and people can see your growth, and it builds that trust. And a lot of this stuff that you can record actually can become content, whether it's just B-roll, whether you want to start a vlog, whether you want to start a mini series, but it gets you comfortable creating content, and you can pull ideas from that, and you can end up creating a phenomenal amount of content just by recording what you do on a day-to-day basis. Sometimes you don't have to create long form content through written word or type things down and design things. Just record yourself doing things, piece the clips together, and bang, you have a great vlog or a great idea series. So just get into the habit of recording everything you do, and not only will you have a phenomenal amount of content to post, but you will also get better and better at creating content because you'll feel comfortable recording video. Now, moving on to habit number three, and this is quite obvious and something that you should probably be doing anyway as a business owner, but it's to keep up to date with industry news and tips and like progressions. So being in the social media space, I have to be up to date with Instagram updates or YouTube updates or just social media updates in general. What's trending? What do I need to be doing? What sounds are working? What trends do I need to hop on? You name it. Because I need to adapt, and I need to teach people how to adapt as well so that they can best build their brand and leverage that brand to grow their business. And if I'm not on those trends and I'm not able to teach my clients and my audience what to do, then I'm not doing my job properly. But the same goes for you with whatever you do within your business. If you're in the Facebook ad space, you need to be up to date with every single detail that may be released with regards to updates on Facebook ads, or if same with Google ads, same with social media management, anything along those lines. And I'm being quite social media specific here, but it could be literally anything. You need to keep up to date with your industry news. So not only are you able to benefit your audience better, but you can create content off the back of this news as well. So please check the news every day with regards to your niche. I'm not saying you have to check the news with regards to the world every day, but the news with regards to the niche that your business is in, you should know everything about it. Moving on to habit number four. Ask for honest feedback from your audience regularly about the content that you're actually putting out. A lot of people guess when it comes to content creation. They create and they post content and they just hope that their audience likes it, and they hope that the content they are creating is providing an element of value to their audience, when in reality, they don't actually know whether it is or not. But the best way to find out whether it is or not is to ask your audience whether it is or not, and get honest feedback. Say, where can I improve? What do you like? What do you not like? What do you want to see more of? What do you actually want to see me create in the first place? Because when you know what you're not doing very well, you can make improvements. When you know what you're doing well, you can keep doing it. And when you know what your audience wants to see, you can tailor your content to cater for those needs. But if you don't ask, you'll never know. So get into the habit of asking your audience for feedback, whether that be on your Instagram stories, whether that be DMing them directly and building that relationship with them. They are going to be grateful that you are asking them for their feedback, because they will feel that there is a element of them helping you throughout your journey. And that helps build that connection and that trust, which may even turn that person into a client. So request honest feedback. Trust me, it really, really helps. And finally, habit number five, you need to analyze your content yourself. So not only asking for feedback from other people, look at what you do and look at the data behind it. There's so much data you can see from your content, whether that be engagement, whether it be shares, saves, likes, comments, you name it. You need to be looking at it, because if a type of content is working phenomenally well in comparison to the other types of content you're creating, double down on it. Create more content based on that. But if you notice that certain types of content aren't performing well, don't do it. Stop, change, pivot, try something else. Because if you keep trying to make something work, but it keeps proving to you that it's not, that's just the definition of insanity, hoping for a different result. You need to know when to pivot. You need to understand what you need to change. You need to record your data. Keep track of everything that's going on, because you'll be able to spot trends and go, hey, my audience love this. I can benefit them even more by creating more content around this, but I can also bring in new audience members because the reach on this content is far higher than the others. Double down on what works. And when you've got all this data and you know everything that does work, you can then tailor your content strategy to be pretty much perfect, so that you know with every piece of content that you create and you put out, your audience will enjoy it and they'll share it, and you'll grow an audience and you'll get better and better and better. So those are the five habits you need to build. Keep an idea bank. Get into the habit of recording everything. Keep up to date with industry news. Get honest feedback and analyze your content. Do all of these things as a business owner, and trust me, you will become a far better content creator. Now, if you got any value at all from today's podcast episode and you want to receive even more value from me for free, there are two more things you can actually do. The first being downloading my free complete guide to success on Instagram ebook. It's 83 pages. It took me over a month to write, and it will probably be the best free resource you've downloaded in a long time, if not forever. So the link to that will be the first one in the show notes. And the next thing you need to do is go and apply to join the private social media marketing school Facebook group. It's exclusive. There are entry questions. I will only let people in that I feel as if can benefit the group and fit the needs of that group. But that's not to say you won't get let in, and no hard feelings if you don't. But inside that, I will do live Q&As every now and again. I might even release a podcast episode or two early in there. And there are free mini trainings and just extra value from me and other community members. So that will also be in the show notes. Two links. First one, the ebook. Second one, the Facebook group. So I hope you get value from the free ebook, and I hope to see you inside the Facebook group. Now, that does wrap up today's podcast episode, but if you want to hear more from the podcast, make sure you've hit that subscribe button or that follow button, depending on what platform you are listening on. That way you are never going to miss an episode when I post one. But if you are listening on Apple Podcasts and you did enjoy what you heard today, I would really, really appreciate if you head over to the show page, scroll to the bottom, and leave the podcast a 5-star rating and review. I cannot even begin to tell you just how much that helps me. And if you do, please take a screenshot of that review, send it to me on Instagram, and I will give you a shout out on my story as a thank you. But if you've got any questions with regards to anything that I have mentioned in today's episode, be sure to reach out to me on Instagram at @TheEthanBridge. Send me a DM and I'll make sure I get back to you no matter what. But if you have made it to this point in the episode, I just want to finish off by saying thank you all for tuning in, and I will see you in the next one.